The next album Edgar Bateman appeared on was recorded that same year, 1962, also in New York City. This was a productive time period for Edgar Bateman. As I mentioned before, when he got to New York in 61, he was playing with Clyde Hampton, hooked up with James Moody, hooked up with vibraphonist Walt Dickerson, as well as Dave Burns and John Handy. The album we're about to hear was released on the Roulette label. It was entitled Jazz. Features John Handy, the leader, on alto sax, Walter Bishop Jr. on piano, Julian Yule on bass, and Edgar Bateman Jr. on the drums. I will be playing this off of vinyl, but not the original vinyl. What I have it on is actually a two-record compilation called Echoes of an Era. Interestingly, it pairs side one and two, are an Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers record from 1957. And sides three and four, which we will be hearing, are John Handy's Jazz. Why these two were paired together, I do not know. But they were, and we will be hearing the John Handy material. We'll hear a couple messages first, and then we will get right into this. As I said before, with me is Kelvin Anderson, host of the Anderson Taped show on G-Town Radio. Why don't we turn Kelvin's microphone on so he can say a quick hello here. Hey, Kelvin.
Hey, what's happening?
Thank you so much for being here with me today.
Oh, it's a magical moment. Thanks a lot for having me in for such a wonderful tribute.
It is my pleasure. Why don't you, since I don't know it off the top of my head, why don't you give the folks the info on when your show airs?
Sure. You can check out the show on Thursday evenings from 9 to 11 p.m. And there's certainly quite a bit of crossover between a lot of the stuff you're going to hear on Feldy's show and mine. But there's plenty of directions for all of us to go, which is a wonderful thing about music. So, as I said, it's really great to be in the afternoon and getting into Edgar Bateman's music in such detail.
All right. We will hear from Kelvin, I'm sure, some more as time goes on. We will be here together, or I will be here until 8:30. Kelvin will be here for much, if not all, of that time. We will be hearing from some musicians and others who knew and worked with Edgar Bateman, some on the telephone, some in the studio, as I said before, but perhaps you're just tuning in. If you knew Edgar Bateman, or even if you just heard him play several times and you want to share some thoughts or memories or some words of tribute, I welcome you to do so. You can call 215-609-4301. Wait till the music starts playing, though. 215-609-4301. And I will give you the email address once more if you want to communicate that way. Either just share some thoughts in writing or give us a heads up that you will be calling and we can set that up. The email address is feldie@gtownradio.com. Or, of course, hit us up on Instant Messenger. The name is simply G-Town Radio. Or hit me up on Facebook if you're connected with me that way. Or find me on Twitter at Lucky Old Soul. So many ways to get in touch. And, I'm looking forward to hearing from some people. I have some people lined up who will be coming in later. I'll let that remain a surprise for now, but it'd be great to be great for me to be surprised by some people out there listening who have been moved to share some words about Edgar Bateman Jr. So, as I said, we will get to a brief message about a local farmer's market in the Northwest Philadelphia community, and then we will get right into side one of John Handy's Jazz. The personnel, one more time, is John Handy on alto sax, Walter Bishop Jr. on piano, Julian Yule on bass, and Edgar Bateman Jr. on drums. I'm Feldy, and this is the special Edgar Bateman Jr. Memorial Edition of Lucky Old Souls.
Are you disappointed in the produce selection at the supermarket, paying high prices for food that's harvested weeks earlier? I'm Nicole Jude, horticulturist at Historic Wick in Germantown. I wanted to let you know that you can find great fruit and vegetables that are grown right in our garden. Farm manager Landon Jeffries and Lancaster farmer Amos Fisher harvest carefully grown produce hours before it's sold. In addition, you'll find eggs, dairy, and baked goods. The Wick Farmers Market is open from 2 to 6 p.m. every Friday until late November and is located at 6026 Germantown Avenue between Walnut Lane and Haynes Street. Come shop and then take a stroll through the site's beautiful gardens and visit the museum, all free on Fridays. We gladly accept the access card and FMMP coupons. For more information, go to wick.org. That's WYCK.org.
This is the sound from Germantown, gtownradio.com.
I dig it.
Sorry, let's try that introduction again. I want to give you a clean start to John Handy's jazz. Try that again. east of the sun and west of the moon. Music from alto saxophonist John Handy here on the special Edgar Bateman Jr. Memorial Edition of Lucky Old Souls right here on G-Town Radio. I'm Feldy. I've got Kelvin Anderson, host of G-Town Radio's Anderson Taped, here in the studio with me. And this is just beautiful, listening to all this great music with drummer Edgar Bateman Jr. That was some great stuff from John Handy's quartet there. John Handy on alto sax, Walter Bishop Jr. on piano, Julian Yule on bass, and of course Edgar Bateman on the drums, recorded in New York City in 1962. The first tune we heard was a John Handy composition called From Bird. The second tune was Blues for MF, another John Handy composition, and that was followed by East of the Sun. We will continue in just a little while with side two of this John Handy album, which was simply entitled Jazz. I want to give a shout out to bassist Mike Boone, who is out there listening and providing some insightful commentary on my Facebook wall as he listens. So Mike, thank you for that, and thank you for everything you do for Philadelphia music and your encouragement of what I do here on G-Town Radio. So thank you, Mike Boone. Going to pause for another message about some upcoming G-Town Radio programming. First, let me give you the contact information one more time. As I said before, I welcome anybody out there who has any thoughts or memories or words of tribute to share about Edgar Bateman to call up or send an email. The phone number is 215-609-4301, 215-609-4301. Or send me an email, Feldie, F-E-L-D-I-E, at gtownradio.com. We are making our way through Edgar Bateman's discography. I'm playing all six of the studio albums that Edgar Bateman was on in the 1960s, all six of those in their entirety. There's a live album, which we'll be hearing in a little while, that we'll be hearing a couple selections from, and then the remaining five studio albums from 1976 through 2009, we will hear selections from those. We will be doing this until 8:30 tonight, so there's lots more music to come, as well as words of memory and tribute in honor of the late, great Edgar Bateman Jr. I'd like to also give you the information right now about the memorial service and concert for Edgar Bateman Jr. This is coming up on Saturday, June 5th. So not this Saturday, but the Saturday after that. A memorial service will be held at Pentecostal Bridegroom Temple, which is at 6425 Worcester Street. That is Saturday, June 5th at 10 in the morning, and that will be followed at 3 in the afternoon by a memorial concert at the Philadelphia Clef Club, which is at 738 South Broad Street. Broad and Fitzwater. That is at 3 p.m. This information is on the gtownradio.com homepage. If you just click read more under the blurb about today's show, you will see this information. It also has the address where you can send cards or expressions of condolences to the family. I will give you that address right now. The mailing address is P.O. Box 3505, Fort Mill, South Carolina, 29708. And the email address is masterdrummeredgarbateman. That's masterdrummeredgarbateman at gmail.com. All of this information is on the G-Town Radio website. Here is a word about some upcoming programming, and then we will go right into side two of John Handy's 1962 release on the Vanguard label on the Roulette label entitled Jazz. This is the Edgar Bateman Memorial broadcast on Lucky Old Souls on gtownradio.com.
A hopeless sense of crime in the city, poor education of our youth, an absence of leadership necessary to combat these concerns leads to a community in crisis. The critical piece in all of this is finding solutions, to your issues, my issues, our issues. Tune in to Stepping Into Tomorrow as we spotlight the various organizations and individuals who are on the front line to provide a better tomorrow, and as well highlighting how the arts plays its role, showing that music can be a part of the larger movement. Join the community conversation with me, Gabriel Bryan, host of Stepping Into Tomorrow, the Sankofa Experience, each week live on G-Town Radio, the sound from Germantown.
Hear Stepping Into Tomorrow every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m.
Hi, this is Jordan.
This is Sierra
from
West Oak Lane.
And you're listening to G-Town Radio at gtownradio.com.
This sound from Germantown.
Thank you.
All right, music from John Handy here on Lucky Old Souls, the special Edgar Bateman Jr. Memorial broadcast of Lucky Old Souls. We just heard side two of John Handy's 1962 release on the Roulette label entitled Jazz. The three tunes we heard in order, all John Handy compositions, were No Smiles, Please, Strugglin', that great blues one, and then that last one in three, Afternoon Outing. John Handy on alto sax, Walter Bishop Jr. on piano, Julian Yule on bass, and of course Edgar Bateman Jr. on drums. Thank you so much to all of you out there who are listening and appreciating this music. I'm sure many of you are hearing this music for the first time. Many of you probably knew Edgar and heard his playing, but maybe had not heard some of these earlier albums that he was on. So it's really a pleasure and an honor to be able to bring this music to you. I want to especially thank those of you who have gotten in touch in various ways, including Zavit Schlank from WRTI. She's out there listening. Dan Buskirk, another DJ from WPRB in Princeton. He's out there listening. He did a nice hour-long tribute to Edgar Bateman yesterday on his program. I mentioned Mike Boone before. He's still out there listening and sharing his thoughts. Drummer Doug Herlinger, who knew Edgar quite well. Unfortunately, he can't make it to the studio to share his thoughts, but he did communicate that he's out there listening. So I really do appreciate all the feedback. And like I said, it's just great to be sharing this music with you. I'm also sharing it with my G-Town Radio colleague, Kelvin Anderson, host of the Anderson Taped program. He's here in the studio with me, so we're just having a blast sharing this music. Kelvin's hearing some of this for the first time. I've listened to this music before, but not a tremendous amount, so it's great to hear it again. Going to continue now with a live recording that Edgar Bateman Jr. is on in 1962. It was recorded live at the Gaslight Inn in New York City under the leadership of Eric Dolphy. Unfortunately, the sound quality on this CD is not great, especially the drums. The quality of the drums were not mic'd that well, so we're not going to hear this whole album, but it is of great historical interest, I'm sure, just because of the personnel. So I am going to share a little bit of it with you. The personnel is Eric Dolphy on flute, bass clarinet, alto sax, Edward Armour, somebody who I'm going to have to look up because I'm not familiar with him at all, on French horn. A guy named Herbie Hancock. Herbie Hancock on piano. And this is 1962, so Herbie was quite young here. I'm going to guess he was about... Wow, he was probably about 20, but I will get the exact date on that for you. Herbie Hancock on piano. One of my all-time favorite bassists, Richard Davis. And yes, recorded live at the Gaslight Inn in October of 1962. We are going to hear Eric Dolphy's composition, Miss Anne, and I'm going to play it by ear. Perhaps we will hear another track from this album. Sit back and try to get past the less than ideal sound quality and enjoy Miss Anne from Eric Dolphy's group with Edgar Bateman Jr. on drums and Herbie Hancock on piano, right here on the Edgar Bateman Jr. Memorial broadcast on G-Town Radio. Thank you. Right, music from Eric Dolphy with Herbie Hancock on piano, Richard Davis on bass, Edgar Bateman Jr. on the drums, and correction, I was reading off a discography which was obviously wrong. I said Edward Armour on French horn. That was Edward Armour on trumpet, as I'm sure those of you who are listening closely realized as soon as you heard it. That is the only track I'm going to give you from this one because of the less than ideal sound quality, but I didn't want to omit this album entirely because it is quite special to hear Edgar Bateman Jr. with the likes of Eric Dolphy and Herbie Hancock. That was Eric Dolphy's composition, Miss Anne. we're going to continue now with